Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting the White House assailing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, saying he undermined President Trump after Mr. Trump left the G7 summit in Quebec early. Trudeau called new U.S. tariffs on Canadian aluminum and steel insulting, and Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister, Chrystia Freeland, responded to previous Trump comments. U.S. security is the impetus for the tariffs.
What is insulting, and what I object to very strongly, is the illegal and unjustified imposition of tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum. The national security pretext is absurd and, frankly, insulting to Canadians, the closest and strongest ally the United States has had.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says Canadian leaders have made the worst political miscalculations in modern history. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are in Singapore for their summit on denuclearization. Ohio Wesleyan University East Asia scholar Ji-Yong Choi.
It could be a decade-long process rather than, you know, just fast-track approach. Originally, President Trump tried to pursue a fast-track approach, but in my view, he realized that it is practically impossible, so that's why he toned down a little bit.
It's not clear what Kim and President Trump are prepared to offer at the summit tomorrow. Leaders of Ethiopia and Egypt have pledged to iron out their differences over Ethiopia's controversial $4 billion Nile River hydroelectric dam project. Ethiopia's prime minister vowed not to reduce Cairo's share of the vital waterway. This is VOA News.